We start 3 years ago this week, and an irritated farewell.
And by the way, and I hope you'll forgive me, Balin and Amy get £50 for doing this programme. £50. 50 quid. I think it's fair to say that Jimmy Savile was paid more by the BBC in 6 months than Balin and Amy have earned in the 10 years we've been together. That's a fact. Oh, bit too much financial information? Well, you know what? We're happy to stand aside for your abacuses, everybody, because that's what it's about. But shame on you for what you've done to my two co-hosts this last 10 years.
Danny Baker joining the ranks of those presenters who say what they think on their last show, speaking there on BBC London. It's 5 years this week since Tony Blackburn joined Radio 2.
Hi there, Tony Blackburn here. I'm delighted to be a new presenter on Pick of the Pops. And for my very first show, I've selected two really terrific charts. We're going to go back 44 years to 1966, then 31 years to 1979.
Tony Blackburn back on national radio, replacing Dale Winton as host of the legendary Pick of the Pops this week in 2010. It's 30 years this week since the last hugely influential offshore pirate station went off air.
Laser 558 with John Leeds and a great old memory from Supertramp, Dreamer.
For the crew and the music presenters of Laser Radio, it was bad enough when the surveillance scared off British suppliers of food and water. But then there was a major electrical breakdown and the radio station raised the distress flag. At first, the station refused help from the observers nearby, but this morning, when the MV Communicator's anchor could not be raised, the Department of Trade vessel was called over to help. Laser Radio, now off the air, is due to arrive in Harwich late this afternoon, and its crew will face the music there.
Reports on the demise of Laser 558, the pirate station just on medium wave, which attracted huge audiences back in those days when most stations didn't play segways.
It is 12 noon in Britain, 1 o'clock on the continent. This is Jay Mack on Europe's hit music station, Laser 558.
Happy birthday this week to the licence fee. It was introduced in 1922 for the reception of radio. 10 shillings was the price. It was half price if you used a BBC branded radio set. I have a press cutting from the time. It reads as follows. Many owners of portable wireless receiving sets have learned with some dismay that their license does not entitle them to carry their instruments to the houses of friends. It goes on to say, if it is desired to take a portable receiving set to another address, either permanently or on a visit, the owner is expected to go to the post office from which the license was issued and have the address altered. It was all very complicated, wasn't it? In America, as in the UK, the manufacturers made the early strides in broadcasting. Westinghouse in the US knew there had to be content on air if any radio sets were to be purchased. So, from the roof of their building 95 years ago this week, KDKA came on air from Pittsburgh. It was to be America's first commercial station.
It is now apparent that the Republican ticket of Harding and Coolidge is running well ahead of Cox and Roosevelt. At the present time, Harding has collected more than 16 million votes against some 9 million for the Democrats. We'll give you the state vote in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is reaching you. Please drop us a card, address station KDKA, Westinghouse, East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And just 2 years after that, 576 radio stations were on air in the States. KDKA, now a CBS affiliate, is still on air. One chap who appeared on US radio but made his name over here died this week, 26 years ago.
Right, our final top 10 of the week will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And if you'd like to put in a call for your favourite song and thereby influence tomorrow's Hitline Top 10, all you do is call the Hitline. The number's 388-7671. The lines are open from
some
now until
some people have very fond memories of the early days of Capital Radio and go, oh, it did sound so good. I thought it sounded crap. All we did was play Sergio Mendes records and Carpenter's records. And we had some horribly complicated music system, which was totally wrong. Overcomplicated and came out sounding like mush.
Roger Scott, who died this week in 89, aged just 46. He'd spent 15 years at Capital, and his voice influenced a generation of commercial presenters. Capital's sister station, Gold, launched this week in 88.
What's wrong? What's wrong? My first button button and it went wrong.
I had no trouble. Right now, a cool day with sunny spells and heavy blustery showers. Let me see, the temperature, it's going to be, 19, that's 66, capital gold, degrees.
Well, I thought it was very exciting because for the very first time, commercial radio was allowed to split the wavelengths. I mean, up until then, we had FM and AM putting out exactly the same programmes, which I always thought was a complete waste of time. So we split the wavelengths, and Capital Gold was the very first AM gold station, which obviously was using the wavelengths up much more effectively.
Capital Gold launching 27 years ago this week, but was it the first AM gold station?
The very first gold station, which actually wasn't true, but there was another one, but we forget about that. But look, Richard Park says it was the first one, so I'm not going to argue with him.
Ah, he knows the truth, doesn't he? It's 61 years this week since the first ever sitcom, and it was on radio.
The BBC presents Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr and Sidney James in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Yes, this is the first night of the lad's new radio series. Such occasions are usually marked by a small celebration of some sort, but Tony Hancock is really doing it in style. He's going to throw a cocktail and dinner party. So let's go over to Tony's flat in the English Quarter of London's West End, where he and Bill Kerr are making the arrangements.
The famous Hancock's Half Hour, beginning this week in 1954 on the BBC Home Service. This week in 1938, Doris Arnold became the first female DJ in the UK. She launched a programme of semi-classical tunes called These You Have Loved on the BBC National Programme.
I got a job in the buying section of the BBC. Everything, chairs, radio equipment. Can you imagine the excitement, anyway, to one who was young and crazy about music, to be in the BBC? You must remember that I was a raw amateur. And that's probably why I've always been more thrilled at knowing the famous people I've met.
Congratulations to Doris Arnold, who became the first woman jock 77 years ago. So, with the first bells broadcast 90 years ago from Crowland Abbey...
It actually caused a stir across the country, because so many people thought it was sacrilege to record the sound of church bells and broadcast the bells across the airwaves.
Ray Moore making his debut on Pop North on the BBC Light programme 49 years ago.
My name is Ray Moore.
And the first 24-hour Asian station, Sunrise Radio, launching in West London 35 years ago.
This is Sunrise Radio, 1413 kilohertz, 212 metres medium wave. Your independent radio station.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio!